Hello, and welcome to Fine Art Week. We're replaying some of our finest episodes about some of the finest works of art ever created. Enjoy, and we'll have all new episodes for you next week.
Don't let the pigeon run the museum. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome. Welcome back to Cool, Weird, Awesome. It's a daily podcast, a daily show. It's a community. But is it art? I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, October 19th. It was today in 2001 that a scientific journal published a study with an unusual name. In part, it read Van Gogh, Chagall, and pigeons. Pigeons? Yes, pigeons. There's been a lot of research on how pigeons can tell the difference between some of the great paintings of the world. The 2001 paper comes from Shigeru Watanabe, who showed paintings by Vincent van Gogh and Marc Chagall to pigeons. Over time, they could tell a Van Gogh apart from a Chagall, even paintings they hadn't seen before. Previous experiments had shown that pigeons could also generalize between different types of art. For example, a bird who had seen Monet paintings and could distinguish those from Picasso's works could see a work by another impressionist and associate that with the Monets rather than with Cubism. The goal was to learn how the birds take in and process new visual information, and clearly it's pretty complex. But it's also good to know that pigeons have thoughts about paintings. Until I saw these studies, I thought they were only interested in outdoor statues. You can learn more about the research into pigeon painting perception at coolweirdawesome.com and on Twitter at coolweirdpod. And coming up, we'll meet the Tony Hawk of local television news. That's after this short break.
If you like listening to Cool Weird Awesome, help us make Cool Weird Awesome as a backer on Patreon. For just $1 a month, you'll get loads of extras, including more episodes of the show. Backing us would be cool. Backing us would be awesome. Backing us will never be weird. Learn more today at patreon.com/BradyCarlson. Thanks.
Let's hear from you. What would you like to hear more about on our show? Send us your ideas, your questions, your links, and your recommendations, and we'll keep sharing ours, like this news story out of Detroit. It's a human interest story about a skateboard teacher known as Mr. Premium. He gives helmets and skateboards and lessons to neighborhood kids at a new skate park. As if all that wasn't enough, the reporter, Victor Williams, did the live part of his news report on the skateboard park while riding a skateboard, and he nailed the ride and the reporting. I'm Brady. There's just no way I can compete with that. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.